Looks like a great weekend out here, but you can start it off with seeing Ray Bonneville at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. Ray is with me in Studio A right now. How are you doing, Ray?
Hey, Will, how are you? Nice
doing
to be
well.
With you.
Thanks for coming up here and being a part of this community for a little while and playing some songs.
Yeah, when I saw where it was on the map, I was pretty happy. You know, I live on Lake Superior during the summer.
Oh, is on the other side in
on
Ontario?
On the Canada side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live over in Goolie Bay.
Well, I was going to ask, actually, where you reside now, because I know that you grew up in Quebec, and then you kind of went all over the place from there.
Yeah, I was pretty much a nomad for many, many years, and probably still am. But I spend my, you know, I spend most of my time in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
I have a home there, but last year I got this place on Lake Superior, and it's just great. I'm right on the water. It's fabulous.
Like you basically step out your door and your feet are getting wet?
Well, no, because I'm up on a rock that's about maybe 25 feet high, but I got a stairway down to the water, you know.
Oh yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, when just doing a little bit of research on you, one of the most fascinating things I found was that you actually didn't speak English until you arrived in Boston, and you grew up speaking French totally.
Yeah, I sure did. Yeah. Yeah, I my family, there was nine of us kids, and one day they announced to us, we were living outside of Quebec City, and they announced to us that we were moving to Boston and that we had the summer, we were going to have the summer to learn English before we started school.
For a second, I wondered if music or records helped you learn English or something.
Well, you know, I mean, it was pretty, you know, at that age, I was 12 or 13, you know, you're pretty malleable. And I made a friend, and you know, I just did the best I could, soon I was listening to, you know, Roy Orbison and Ricky Nelson and Elvis Presley. You know, this was before the British invasion. You know, and that probably did help me.
Well, a lot of your sound now is kind of built in the New Orleans style. So when were you in New Orleans, and when did that really become a part of your sound?
Well, you know, I played professionally for, I don't know how many years, but I moved to New Orleans after living in France, in Paris, in 1983. And I stayed there for 6 or 7 years.
In Paris?
No, in New Orleans.
Orleans.
Yeah,
okay.
I only spent a year in Paris.
All right.
It was great. But New Orleans really, taught me to take my time and it's just a very languid place, you know, it's really great.
I've never been down there, but it's pretty close to the top of the list.
Everything about it is different from anywhere in the U.S., or Canada, the architecture, the people, the food, everything about it. It's just a wonderful place.
Well, cool. Yeah. Let's start off with a song here from Ray Bonneville.
All right, let me do... And this is Waiting on the Night. This is first album on this... first song on this new album called King Electric that we put out last year. And you go like this. Long before daylight, the southbound cries, moving through the darkness, soothing empty hearts, waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel all right. Neon shadow pulsing red through the window onto the mess. Footsteps echoing away just before the break of day. In a suitcase under the bed, a lot of things left unsaid. Let us out, they sigh, we belong to the night. Waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel all right. Thank you.
from the last kiss of the sun until the night is done. That's when I'll think of you. Where have you gone to? Waiting on the night, the dark blue night, just to feel all right. Just to feel all right.
Waiting on the night here live on WTIP. It's Ray Bonneville. He's joining us on the Scenic Route right now, and you can see him perform tonight at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 7:30. That's part of the North Shore Music Association's event series. We were just talking about his time in New Orleans, and you have that one song, I'm the Big Easy. And
yes.
That was actually the first song that of yours that I heard, and I thought it was interesting because there's this mix of all these different characters and stuff going on, kind of like what you were saying, all the different walks of life.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how you write songs, is you try and create stories and characters to put to it?
Yes, I am a story. The songs are stories, and they're little, if you will, they're little vignettes or little, you know, little plays or little, yeah. And I have characters, and, you know, some of them are living on the edge of society, and some of them are lovers, and some of them are drifters, and some of them are you know, robbers and murderers.
Those make the best stories.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah. I had a charming time today. I went to visit all your thrift stores here in town.
Oh, there's several.
Yeah. I'm a big thrift store guy. I love them.
What did you find? Did you find anything good?
Yeah, I found a beautiful picture of a DC-3 airplane. I used to fly airplanes. I flew airplanes for 10 years. I started off in Colorado, and I wound up flying a beaver in the bush up in Quebec.
Why don't you even know what that means, a beaver in the bush?
A beaver is a de Havilland single-engine, radial-engine airplane that is an older airplane. They quit making them in 1966, I think, and just a fabulous bush plane.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of flying when you're traveling right now?
No, I fly on commercial jets, but okay. I don't fly anymore. I scared myself really bad up there in 1990, and I just hung it up. I started making records and writing songs.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's interesting because I think, when did your first record come out? It was around then, right?
Yeah, 1993, On the Main came out.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, you know, that was my first one. Now I have nine, and it's funny. I started writing songs, you know, in my 40s, in my early 40s.
That's when you started writing songs.
Yes, yeah, but I played for 20 years before that. Actually, longer than that. I had a band in high school, but I was doing covers that I liked to hear, and I never played them the way I heard them on the records. I always sort of had my own way with them.
Well, that's how you make a good cover. You got to switch it up a bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's what allowed me to develop a guitar style before I ever wrote.
Did you take guitar lessons at all? Did you just kind of like figure it out?
I took one lesson, and that was it.
I guess it didn't go very well.
It went great, but I don't know what it is. I'm not much of a scholar. I'm not much of a... I don't take instruction well for some reason. I like rather learn things, you know, on the fly.
Hmm. When you were going around playing, who were some of the artists that you were playing with?
Well, I mean, I played with a lot of people. I had my own bands, of course, and I was in other people's bands. And I did shows with people like J.J. Cale and Muddy Waters and lots of different folks. Hubert Sumlin, who played with Howlin' Wolf. I was really into the blues for many years. Now I'm a storyteller and a songwriter, but this music is informed, been dipped in blues music.
Absolutely. Did you play with Dr. John at all at some point?
I did a show with Dr. John, probably two shows with him. You know, my friend just texted me that he has Dr. John's new book. Of course, he just passed away, but I can't wait to read that book.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Because I think he makes Keith Richards look like a choir boy.
I'm going to remember that every time I listen to Dr. John now.
Yeah.
Ray Bonneville is our guest here today. He's playing later tonight at 7:30 at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, right next to the high school, if you don't know where that is. You just heard a song before this. He played the first track off of At King Electric, which is his most recent record. What is King Electric and where is it?
Okay, that's the studio where I recorded that record in, and then I've been working with Justin Douglas, who's the engineer and co-producer for like the last four albums. And so we were looking for a name for the album, and I, you know, as usual, I searched through the lyrics and through the titles, and I just wasn't finding anything. And we were just shooting the breeze about it, and we said, "Hey, how about if it was called Live at King Electric?" Live Off the Floor at King Electric. And that was too many words. So we went with At King Electric.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a great studio in Austin, Texas.
Well, let's hear another song.
Okay, this one is not off the new album. This is off of Bad Man's Blood album, and it's called Funny About Love. Out on the edge of broken time, I could see clear into her soul through her dark colored eyes. We used to laugh together at the strangeness of it all. Her laughter light as a feather, I can still hear it now. Ain't it funny about love? Ain't it funny about love? Funny about love. Her mama used to say to me, "Look after my little girl. She's delicate as you can see, and it's such a fast and cruel world. The cards fell and the wheel turned, we each went our own way. Oh, but I could always still see her through the mist on a dreamy day. Ain't it funny about love? Funny about love. Funny about love." Began to show on my face. Then one day on a small city street, I saw her walking out of some place. We stood there like time was nothing at all, our eyes talking. A fine rain had begun to fall, we both started laughing. Ain't it funny about love? Ain't it funny about love? Funny about love. Hey, 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 ain't it funny about love?
There we go. Ray Bonneville playing live here on WTIP, and funny about love. And we were just talking about coming up with stories and characters for songs. Are a lot of them based on your own personal experiences or true stories you've heard?
Yeah, and true stories I've, you know, been involved in, sort of, you know. I have no set way of writing a song. I get attracted to something or some character or just even sometimes just a couple of words that I like, and I'll try to make a story out of it. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, you know.
Are you someone who really works hard on a single song or kind of writes really prolifically and then ends up throwing a bunch out?
You know, right now I'm working on a song that I've been working on for 6 months, one song. And it's very, very difficult to write because it's about, it's kind of like about what happened to me in my childhood and how I renounced what I was being taught and went on to live it. And it's very, very, I rarely write about myself, but the only time I will do that is if I think that there's a lot of people who share that a similar story, you know. I'm always looking for a way to make the listener feel like the song belongs to them. I'm always looking for that if I can find it, you know.
And, right.
And if, you know, I mean, writing songs is a very hard work. I mean, every once in a while you'll come up with a song that jumps out pretty quick. I've written good songs in 45 minutes if I'm really feeling it, you know. But most of the time it's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what you said earlier about, you know, starting to write songs at age 40, I think is really fascinating. I don't know why, but do you remember what made you want to write the first song that you wrote?
Well, you know, like I said earlier, I had been playing, you know, in bars and these kind of CD joints for 20 years. And the airplanes, when I flew the airplanes, that was like I was married to the music, but my mistress was the airplanes. And then when I got through with the airplanes, it was time to, you know, pay attention to my wife. And I had been, you know, like I say, not writing. And I always wanted to write. But by the same token, I was not necessarily comfortable with the nuance of the English language, having French be my first language. So, I don't know, I came out of the bush, took an apartment in Montreal, and started writing songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you write songs in French as well? Or?
Yeah, I got one that's... I can play for you if
you
want.
Let's
not completely in French. It's about 80%, 85% French. And it's not the kind of French you'd hear in Paris. It's the kind of French you hear in Montreal or in Quebec City. And it's called Blonde of Mine, and it's bilingual. And I wrote it about this gal that I knew in Montreal. She was a Quebec City gal, and she was I'll just sing the song. She got on the morning plane. She never let on where she was going. She m'a dit je m'en vais. Moi j'ai dit ok ma belle, ok ma belle. Fly all over but come back home. Va-t'en par tu me reviens chez nous. Blonde of mine bien dans sa peau. Walk et belle quand tu fais dodo. Quand t'es fâché pas joli. Quand t'es pas là je m'ennuie d'elle. Je m'ennuie d'elle. Fly all over but come back home. Va-t'en par tu me but if yeah, she knew. Étincelle dans les yeux, I'm in love with her, ça c'est sûr. I'm looking up at the sky, ça prend tout mon temps, baby. Ever since I got on that big avion, and I don't know if she's tonight. All I know, she's on my mind. Je veux la coller ce soir. Can you hear me? I've been calling. I'm all alone. T'en parles, tu me reviens chez nous. Fly all over, but come back home. But t'en parles, tu me reviens chez nous.
Ray Bonneville, live here on WTIP. Can you remind me the name of that one?
It's called Blonde of Mine.
Blonde of Mine.
Yeah, Blonde of Mine. You know, it's funny because in Quebec, your blonde means your girlfriend.
Okay. You know, but even if she's a brunette or a redhead.
Yeah, it's just a French word, you know, ma blonde, mm-hmm. my girlfriend. But in Paris, it's more derogatory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not your girlfriend. It's a kind of a floozy.
Okay.
If you will.
I'll remember that when I'm in Paris.
Yeah, remember that.
Ray is going to be playing tonight at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 7:30. You can get more information about that from the North Shore Music Association. I want to ask you about your guitar here, because it's got, I can't really see it over the screen here, but it's got a really small head. It's a Gibson. What can you tell me about it?
Yeah, it's a Gibson. It's a 1961 Gibson Melody Maker. And the Melody Maker was the bottom of the line, of the Gibson guitars back then. You could buy them for like $200, $225. And they really are wonderful guitars, but I did have my way with the pickups of it. I put P90s in there. They don't come with P90s. P90s are a much warmer sound than what they came with.
All right.
Yeah, and also this guitar allows me to sneak onto airplanes pretty good. You know, because they don't, it's always dicey as to whether or not they'll let you get on an airplane with a guitar. So
yeah,
I like a skinny little slab of wood like this.
Right. It's almost like an oversized ukulele. It's so compact.
It's well, crazy. it's not exactly like a ukulele, but
no, I was exaggerating.
It's full scale guitar. Full scale, but yeah, it is small. And I like that a lot.
Is there like some hallmarks of a New Orleans style of guitar playing?
Well, you know, there's so many great guitar players in New Orleans and have been, and it comes to mind is Snooks Eaglin, who was a great guitar player, and he had these funny-looking fingers. You could never tell what he was playing, ever. I went to so many of his gigs to try to steal some licks from him, but I could never figure out what he was doing because he had these long fingers and these fingernails, and you just couldn't tell what he was doing, you know?
Wouldn't that be uncomfortable for trying to fret with those fingernails? Or
no, he had a whole thing going on. I mean, sometime look him up, Snooks Eaglin. He was blind.
Okay.
And he was just great. But there's a lot of great piano players from New Orleans, and drummers, and horn players, and bass players.
No shortage of anything, really.
No, not really.
If someone wanted to get into blues music or even music from the bayou, what would you tell them that they should do first?
If somebody wanted to listen to it, you mean?
Or play it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd say go down there. Get on there for a year, you know, and immerse yourself in it. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Well, after this, you've got, well, after the show tonight, where are you headed or what's coming up
I'm
next
going
for you?
To Ontonagon to play a festival called Porky's Fest. It's Porcupine Mountain. I'm going to play there on Sunday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And I stopped in a antique store, and the guy said to call it not Ontonagon, but onto a, no, how did he say it? On a toboggan.
I'm interested in what kind of reactions you're going to get when you actually try that out.
Yeah, I'm going to try it, but you know, I got a feeling they've heard it many times mm-hmm. before.
Ray Bonneville is my guest here. Would you be willing to do one more for us here?
Sure. I thought you were going to play Papa Chulalé.
Oh, yeah. We can play that one right now. And
I mean, I could play a little bit of it, and then you could play the recorded version if you want.
That sounds great. Let's do that.
Yeah? Okay, we'll try that. Now, the recorded version has a New Orleans drummer on it. His name is Andre Boren. He's a young guy, like, you know, he's like you, maybe he's 35 or so, and he's a great drummer. You'll hear that when you play the song, but it begins like this. Somewhere between the Main and the High Levee Wall, they echoed off the shotguns, backyards and alleyways. No telling from where they came. She could hear them closer now, from where she pined all alone. Missing even the lies he told her. Papa Chulalu, Papa Chulalé. Chulalule, here come a street parade. I missed a couple words in there, but it'll be on the record because I can't make a mistake on the record. It's already recorded.
We're going to play that right now.
Hey, thanks for having me in, Will.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming up here.
Nice time talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to hear this song, Papa Chulalé. This is from At King Electric, the latest from Ray Bonneville. Thanks again. You can see him tonight at Arrowhead Center for the Arts, 7:30.
Somewhere between the Main and the High Levee Wall, echoed off the shotguns, backyards and alleyways. No telling from where they came. She could hear them closer now, from where she pined all alone. And even the lies he told her. She looked at the phone, but it would not ring. On a mean old heavy day, Papa Chulalu. Papa Chulalé, Papa Chulalule, here come a street parade. Into the mirror she said.